This meditation is for doubt. First, put your hands on your chest. Feel the steadiness of your hands on your chest. And feel how your hands bring warmth inside of your body. How it grounds you right now in this moment. There is no other moment than this one just right now. So before we start meditating, sit down in a chair or in the meditation pose or lay down somewhere comfortable. If you desire, you can keep your hands on your chest. Otherwise, put your hands on your legs or beside your body if you lay down, and make sure your thumbs touch your pointers. Or a third possibility is to fold your hands on top of one another on your lap. So when you are ready, just gently close your eyes. Slowly let all the stress slide away from your body. Let it slide away from your head. Or let it slide away from your neck, into your arms, and your hands and your fingers. Let it slide away from your chest and your upper back and your shoulder blades. Now let it slide away from the middle part of your body to the lower part of your stomach and your back. And from your buttocks to your pelvic area, just let go of the stress. Try to relax that whole part of your body. So next, let go of the stress from your upper thighs, into your knees, into your lower legs, and from your feet and toes. Just let everything go that you don't need right now in this moment, and try to relax all the muscles too. Then connect with the doubt you have within you. When you see doubt as something worrisome, or we can see it as something positive, because doubt tells us we have choices. It is an indication that we are creative and smart, and we can come up with more things to do or not to do. So, I would first like you to connect to the idea that doubt is not negative, but it is positive. It is the ability for you to choose whatever feels really right, or not to choose at all. And if you need to find answers to your doubt, doubt can give you many, many samples of things to think about. So doubt has more to do with feeling of creating trust inside. Trust that you can do this. Trust that you can look at everything and make the right choices. Trust that doubt is a teacher, not just a normal teacher, but an important teacher, because many times in life we are coming up to a point of deciding what we shall do. And if we have a really strong inner compass, doubt is our friend. If we don't have that inner strong compass, then doubt can be very difficult. So let's just concentrate on that inner compass of trust. The inner compass comes from a place where we truly learn to listen to ourselves without fear. Truly learn to listen to what is authentically true to ourselves in a way that is good for you and for others. Doubt can be all that and more. It is a gift. It is a true gift. And sometimes we feel very agonized by doubt. But if we take the stress out of doubt, it becomes a gift. So let's start with him. So when you have your eyes closed, slowly let go of your thoughts and see them disappear as clouds, little puffy clouds on a blue sky. Just let them go. You don't need your thoughts any longer in this moment. Just need to be present in this moment and how you are going to work with these feelings of doubt. So first, now, embrace doubt as a friend. More important is to trust and to truly listen, because doubt often appears when we haven't truly listened to ourselves. And how do we do that? It's by releasing all insecurity, all fear, all negative emotions, and then creating a true ability to look inward and asking for your truth. Your truth. Nobody else's truth but your truth. Know that truth can never come from fear. Our truth is deeper, more true, more real, and always kind. So, I would like you to do is to ask your breath to take you to the very core of you. And with each breath in, it is going to take you even further and deeper into where your very, very center of you is. And where your authentic self is. There is a place where you can ask questions and get some real answers. And not from the brain, but from a place of deep knowing. Because our brain is our biggest asset, but at the same time it can be our biggest deceiver. So let's connect with that deep core that you have, that deep center of your being. So let's start. With each breath in, you breathe in light and ask your breath to take you to the deepest core of your body. So let's start visualizing or thinking or feeling or imagining or sensing for the first breath to be breathing in light. And ask your breath, please guide me to the very center core of my body. And with the next breath, you ask your breath to take you even further and deeper. And with the next breath, you go even further and deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and the next breath you go even deeper and further until you are actually at the very center of you. And one more breath, which brings you to the very, very core, very center of you. Now you can visualize, think, sense, imagine, feel, any way you can do it, that there is a little tiny light in your core. A little tiny light that keeps you going. And a tiny light has to work hard to stay strong, to stay present, and to stay self-knowing, because it is constantly exposed to experiences from the outside world. So you are going to support this inner light. Around that little light is a lot of trash or debris that represents all the hardships you had to endure, and is dimming your inner light. So with each breath in, you breathe in the light into the debris that is surrounding your little light. And when you breathe out, you breathe the debris out and let it go. So first breath in, bring the light into the debris that sits around your inner light, and breathe it out. Every time you breathe in the light, you visualize breaking up the debris so you can breathe it out. So again, breathe into the debris and clear it out, and keep on doing this. Breathe into the debris that is all around your inner light, and make sure you clean everything that is sitting there, one breath at a time. So breathe in the light and breathe out the debris and let go. And again, breathe in the light and let it go. And make sure that you clean up everything around the light. And I will give you a half a minute to do this work on your own, and I'll be back soon. Good. Now let's do it one more time. Breathe in and breathe out the debris and let it go, and see how stronger and stronger your little flame, your little light inside has become. The center of you is lit up. So now make a commitment to that center. Say to that center that you will check in there when you make decisions, and to ask what is really underneath the fear and all other emotions you are having, and what is really your truth, your authentic truth. That is where your answers are. So trust that spot in your body. This is a place where you can ask answers, where you can sit down with it and ask the center what you need, and sit and wait for an answer in meditation. As soon as your brain takes over with all the emotions and stories, you go back to that center, you concentrate back at that very core of you, and you just concentrate on your breathing and keep your focus on the question. So you can choose now to stay in this meditation and to ask a question there if you want to, or you can come out. And if you decide to come out of the meditation, just wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and open your eyes when you're ready. Otherwise, just remain in the meditation until you feel like you're ready. The music will keep on playing for about 2 more minutes. Namaste.